Hello, everybody. This is Camila Souza. Ana Maria and I came up with the idea of creating podcasts so teachers can learn a little bit more what is going on in other classes around the world and what teachers have been doing to enhance learning using technology. Today, we have a guest speaker, Kay Nixon. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
Can you share a little bit about yourself and what and where you teach?
Oh, sure. My name is Kay Nixon, and I teach middle school. I've been teaching middle school for 16 years. I taught sixth grade, and now I'm teaching seventh grade. This year, I'm teaching mostly reading, but I have taught a lot of reading and writing to students. I have been taking classes in technology, and last year experimented with a lot of Web 2.0 tools in having my kids do book reports.
Very nice. We have Ana Maria here with us, and she has some questions for you. Last year, Ana Maria spoke about Bitstrips on our Institute Day, right, Ana?
Yeah, so Bitstrip is a tool which allows you to create comic strips, and it was one of the tools I talked about, yes.
Are you ready for the questions?
Okay. So, can I start the questions then?
Yes,
Yes, sure.
absolutely.
All right, okay. Kay, what do you think about the web tool you used, Bitstrips?
Well, I actually loved this web tool. It was probably my favorite tool that I used last year, and I used four different tools. I think I liked it the most because the kids liked it the most. They were very enthusiastic about using it because it's really something that they love. They're still at an age where they love comics and cartoons. And so it's very colorful. It's very interactive. They can create something, leave the classroom, come back the next day and change and rearrange it. I liked it because it was private and secure. I had control over what they were doing. I also liked it because they could use it from home and kind of perfect their characters or perfect their frames or their scenes from home as well. So they put a lot of effort into it because they really enjoyed doing it.
Great.
Okay, and well, you're talking about the kids. How old were the kids you worked with?
I was working with seventh graders, so they were all becoming 13.
Okay.
And
And can you share a little bit about your experience using Bitstrip, how you proposed it to the group, how it worked?
oh, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. As I said before, it was really for a book report format, and so I needed them to demonstrate some proficiency in understanding plot. And so what we did was we designed the bit strips with a certain number of panels that would give them a chance to illustrate the elements of plot. So they had to illustrate what setting is, character, rising action, climax, falling action, resolution, and theme. So we had quite an extensive bit strips. It was about 12 panels, and within those 12 panels or those 12 frames, they could describe their story using those elements. So they began by going in and choosing a character. And Bitstrips has a very deep library of characters that they can choose from. Then they would build the individual frames with backgrounds that was appropriate to the story, like nature settings or school settings. And then they would add props, tables, chairs, desks, or if they were outside, trees, animals, in order to tell their story. And then through the thought bubbles or conversation bubbles or captions, they could describe the actual plot line elements that I wanted them to describe. So, and I also want to mention that they could make the characters look like they were moving, which they love to do.
Yes.
So if they were running or jumping, you could actually do that with the characters also. So it was really exciting for them, and they were able to cover all those elements of plotline. It took us about 2 weeks in the lab for them to do this, but the entire time they were very excited and enthusiastic, and they came up with very creative and colorful book reports. And when we were done, we were able to print them all out in color and hang them in the hallway, and it was quite extravagant and lovely and very effective. And luckily enough for us, we had parent-teacher conferences shortly after that. So all the parents got to come in and see the results of using technology in the classroom.
So you had your students, you had individual students create comic strips as book reports, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Very clever.
Okay, really good. Kay, with your experience using Bitstrips, would you have done anything differently if you could go back in time?
Well, that's a great question, because I'm going to use Bitstrips again this year. And I actually think we could shorten it a little bit, because it's so creative. It's so deep with their library of options that the kids tend to get a little lost in all their choices.
Mm-hmm.
And they start going a little bit off track with all the things they can choose. You know, they can choose the character's wardrobe and the character's hair and all the details for their frames, all the details for their backgrounds and props. And there are almost too many options. So this year, I'm going to just shorten it and maybe only give them 5 or 6 days in the lab to do this, because I think they have a tendency to get a little distracted. So to keep them more on task and more in tune with the point of the assignment, I think I might shorten it, and I think we'll get just as many great results with a little bit less time and extravaganza. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kay. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. And now over to you, Camila, so that you can say our thank yous and goodbyes.
Okay. Just one more question for Kay. What kind of technology, Kay, do you have in your school?
Well, right now, we not only do we have COWS, which are computers on wheels for each grade level,
mm-hmm.
So there's a COW for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade of, I think there are actually 30 computers in the COW. We also have classroom computers for students to use. And in the 7th grade, and I think it's going to be introduced in the 6th grade, all of our students now have iPads.
Wow, that's great.
So I'm now teaching a class of 7th graders that have used an iPad for a complete school year, and they will be using it for 7th grade and taking it on to 8th grade. And that has opened all kinds of possibilities to us.
Very nice. Wow. I would like to thank you so much for being here today with us, and everybody for listening. Thank you for being here, and don't miss on our Technology on the Go episode number 2. Thank you.
Thank you, Camila.
Okay, bye-bye, Camila. Bye-bye, Kay.
Bye-bye, Camila. Goodbye, Anna Maria.
Bye.